Hearing a tremendous roaring above me, I continued my route across the point of a hill a few hundred yards further and was again presented by one of the most beautiful objects in nature, a cascade of about 50 feet perpendicular, stretching at right angles across the river from side to side to the distance of at least a quarter of a mile. Here the river pitches over a shelving rock with an edge as regular and as straight as if formed by art, without a niche or break in it. The water descends in one even and uninterrupted sheet to the bottom, where, dashing against the rocky bottom, rises into foaming billows of great height and rapidly glides away, hissing and flashing and sparkling as it departs. The spray rises from one extremity to the other, to 50 feet. I now thought that if a skillful painter had been asked to make a beautiful cascade, that he would most probably have presented the precise image of this one. Nor could I for some time determine on which of these two great cataracts to bestow the palm, on this or that which I had discovered yesterday. At length I determined between these two great rivals for glory that this was pleasingly beautiful, while the other was sublimely grand. I had scarcely unfixed my eyes from this pleasing object before I discovered another fall above the distance of half a mile. Thus invited, I did not think once of returning, but hurried thither to amuse myself with this newly discovered object.